This last week has included lots of cooler weather and lots of rain, so we finally gave in and turned on the furnace to bring some warmth to our home. Out came the candles and cuddly sweaters, and of course, everything pumpkin spiced. One of the things I love to do is decorate, so the change of seasons is just another excuse for me to create a new comfy space in my home. I love to make our home feel cozy and welcoming, a place that isn't just called home, but feels like home. This year, as I placed pumpkins on my steps and collected acorns and oak leaves to place around my home, I noticed what incredible lengths I go to in preparing and decorating my home, and I began to wonder if I put the same effort into preparing my heart, the place that I have welcomed Jesus to not just visit, but make his home in. Is there even room for him inside my heart? Is there a quiet place where we can sit a while and rest? Or is it full of clutter and noise and distractions? I've let in so many other things without realizing, and even though I know he's there, at times I can't seem to quiet myself enough to spend time with him. When I get the urge to rearrange and prepare my home for a new season, the first thing I love to do is dust and clean so that it's ready for a little rearranging. In fact, I usually put on a little music and away I go, all ready to make a beautiful space to read a book and have a hot tea, a safe place, especially when it's stormy outside. Today, I want to encourage you to not only do some fun decorating around your home this season, but perhaps it's time to do a little heart cleaning, rearranging, and even purging, so that the king of your heart will find a beautiful, welcoming place, free of clutter and noise and distraction, a place that he can feel at home.